Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along. Welcome along to part three of Chest Pains, the story so far. Yours truly, this old idiot, has discovered he's got a little bit of a tender pain to the right breast on a Saturday morning. Okay. It has got progressively worse, on and off, with more acute pains Sunday night, Monday afternoon, he's zumming and arming, dilly-dallying. Do I phone A&E? Do I phone for A&E? Do I phone 999, more to the point? And, to get tape to A&E. Yeah, do I go to my GP surgery? Do I phone my GP surgery? Do I walk to A&E? Do I do 999? Well, we did 999, okay? And we're en route to the BRI, Bristol Royal Infirmary. Okay? And we're there traveling along, and I'd say Lou or Sue, I forget was in the ambulance with me. Do you remember being a gombos? She'd left us there. She'd done the original turn up, okay? Albeit plumply. And I mean that in the nicest possible sense, ladies and girlfriends. Okay, I've got one girlfriend. Well, that's all that matters. Anyway, digress again. Screwed up, didn't I? Anyway, Joan turns up. It's just a bit plumb. Lou and Sue, or Sue and Lou. One was from Tottenham, one was from Clevedon. So I can remember, and I was thinking, do you know what, I'm pretty shite here, and I just want to get to know what the hell killed this bloody pain in the first place. You know. Anyway, they rushed me to the general surgical unit at the Bristol Infirmary, okay? To see a Dr. Stafford, who apparently is taking a call from Jim, the paramedic, who's rushed off to do another job. And Lou and Sue, or Sue and Lou, I can't remember which was which. As I keep telling you, you're probably used to this one, huh? If you've been listening to parts one and two. And if not, why not? And, anyway, they rushed me off to A&E and the BRI. And to get there, and Lou or Sue, who it was, the last from Clevedon, okay, she had to travel backwards, because that's the kind of way that, if you ever inside an ambulance, okay, all the ambulance flights has got two chairs. They're kind of fold-out chairs, in the sense that you sort of fold them from the side, and they're forward-facing, they've got the seat belts and all this bit, okay. Which threw me as well, because normally last time I think, I can't put myself a bit on, because right shoulder's dislocated, so it's a bit tricky getting that round you. Can you help me, please? And all those bits. And, so anyway, we're getting there, and she can't put the paramedics in back with me. Yeah, and I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to say it. You know, honest. Loyalty. There you go. I got to say it, didn't I? Anyway, still can't go back, because obviously that one needs to lay a jump sort of seat, like you get for a bit like cabin crew on an aircraft, you know. Yeah, they're sort of facing the cabin, and you got the cockpit obviously behind you, not as it's in this case a driver's seat. And I must admit, I'm impressed with paramedics. They lock and double lock the ambulances. You know, I suppose there's so much kit inside you. You won't want to know, you know, be driven up by some half-wit. And so we're on our way, and we're travelling through Bristol traffic, and I'm thinking, yes, yeah, see where I'm going, okay, which way, and I'm thinking, okay, right, which way are you going? And they say, how are you feeling? Like, yeah, well, yeah, kind of okay. You say, yeah, it's still about six in the, about five and a half, in the pain threshold, you know, on a score of 1 to 10, you know. And, so we're there in the ambulance, rushing through Bristol's rush hour traffic, because obviously by the stage it's about, 10 to 4, I'm going to make. We'll get there. And it was driving. Brilliant driver. Both female, obviously. Once it gets his chance, it's very correct. So I'm saying, I'm getting to us. I was thinking, right, do I get in, do I get out, do I stay here, do I keep the seatbelt on, do I take the seatbelt off? Wait instructions, okay. And there it was, the last from Clevedon, okay. Who's in the back of the ambulance with me, okay. Well, we're going to get you checked. We're not quite sure how far it is to walk to this place. Whatever. I'm in your hands. Yeah, you know what you're doing. Yeah, I'll just play along with it, you know, and get along with it even. What would be a better phraseology? And, you know, we'll see what happens. So, yeah. Well, Jess is provided, you know, I'm thinking, okay, now, is anyone I digress a bit here, but you're taking a wheelchair in the hospital. There's two varieties, there's forward driving and backward driving, okay? Forward driving is one you really, really want. It's a bit like pushing a supermarket trolley around, okay, or a baby buggy, you know, you push it in front of you, you know where you're going, boom. The other one is where you've got to drag it behind you and the patient sat on the chair is going backwards. I've got no quite with either myself, but there you go. And there's two types there, and you didn't know that, did you? But it wasn't done either. Anyway, here we are. So I'm wheeled into Fruerni, and we skip around that, and, but I was really going, ooh, fine, okay, not going in there. Anyway, and up into the left, up to level 4, to clinic 4. How about, although funny enough, you'll find there's no clinic 2 on level 2, there's no clinic 3 on level 3, and there's no clinic 5 on level 5, to the best of my knowledge. Okay, level 6 is dermatology. That's a clinic as well. Right. Anyway, I digress once again. And so I'm wheeled up into the lift and we go to clinic 4, and they say, right. And here's all the details, and I've given Gemma and Lou and Sue all the details, and they've taken all the details down and written on the official paperwork, which kind of looks like sort of Ongie Brown paperwork, yeah. But anyway, I wasn't really complaining. I thought, can we just get this sorted out, please? Well, no one to call these acute pains, bloody, bloody, blah. Hello, and that's it. Anyway. So, we're in the waiting area, clinic 4, up on level 4 of the BRI, okay? And, I sat down this chair and I'm thinking, do you know, I probably could actually get out of this bloody wheelchair, you know? You know, it's like being self-conscious again, it's like being outside in the ambulance waiting outside the block of flats on New Charlotte Street here in Bedminster, again. Okay, can we just get going, please? I don't want people to know that I'm in here, you know, I'm very self-conscious, but please, can we just check, do I need to in this bloody wheelchair anymore? I mean, I appreciate you wheeling me up from the ambulance bay, but, you know, I think I'm capable of walking, you know. I walk from the flat to the left, that's it. And, just have a turn up. And I'm wheeled into this consulting room. Okay. And I say, well, this is what's happened. And the paramedics give me their spiel and saying, well, he's done X, Y, Z, blah, here's all the results, here's the test, here's the paperwork, blah, yada, yada. And I say, yeah. Well, it's kind of a bit it's tender. So anyway, she wheels me into this. That's it. Yeah, the paramedics, this stage, wheel me back out of this consulting room. So, just wait there. And I said, do you want any particular? I said, yeah, help yourself to the chair. You can have it with my love, you know, and all the rest of it. And, so I sat on the floor and doffed stuff because, come on, get in front of me. And as we took a shortcut through the GP office or the doctor's office, anyway, it's just be down on one of these. Yes. And it's like kind of like A&E, and says you've got these little cubicles, you know, cut it off and all this bit. And so that's about one talk. Yeah, see. the talk, and said, well, obviously we looked at the ECG, okay, and that was really untoward, apart from the fact that obviously you've got a slightly normal heart rate. Okay, right, but what's causing it? Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason for going in, but I know, what, should we do chest x-rays? No, well, obviously, x-ray might not show it up, she said. I said, Dr. Steph, okay. And I'm like, okay. I said, what do I want to do? We'll get you we'll pay for you to have a text, because you're partially sighted. And I'm thinking, they're overdoing this partially sighted business. I mean, Derek, please be well. But I thought, no, I'll play with it. Come on, I paid my taxes over the years. I'm going to get me bloody money's worth at the NHS, and so that we can pay for you to get a taxi home. It'll take 10 minutes to book it, you know. I think it will take me that time to get out of here, and probably actually take you longer to get out of the building and cross the road. We're now, what, 5:30-ish, so you're back into Bristol's rush hour traffic in the evening. And being Bristol, it's like traffic first, every other second. And so I thought, okay, I'll take that offer up. So all you've got to do, make your way down to reception. Reception? POS reception? I've been coming to this bloody place for God knows how many years, and I never knew how the reception, because it has like sort of a big rebuild. And you've got the cost of coffee and coffee that's available. W. Smith. There's also a sock shop. Why you want a sock shop in a hospital foyer? God only knows, but there you go. There's one there. And then there's Simply Food, which is... This is interesting. Okay, right. Oh my God, the hospital gave them that bad? Come on. And... So I go down to the reception. Sat there thinking, okay, what do I do now? Do I just sit here and wait? So oh, somebody come in and ask you, and fair enough, your man did. Your man comes in and he said, oh, you live in New Charlotte Street, don't you? Next to us, I was thinking, oh Christ, I'm a wanted man. Help! And all this bit. And so anyway, we go off and get a taxi home. And I was thinking, okay, right, yeah, well. End of story. Do give us never a second thought. Okay. Go back up to normal Monday evening. Watch telly. Buy tweet. Oh, what is it? Tuesday morning is an interesting experience. It's an interesting experience because once again, we've got about a minute and a half left of this recording, part three, to tell you about it. But Tuesday morning was hell. Hell in capital letters. H-E-L-L. Uppercase, the lot of them. Okay? And I just suddenly thought, my God, I can't breathe here. It was like... The spasm, whatever it caused, the chest pains in the first place, okay, was getting very, very annoyed that I'd actually gone to A&E, and gone to hospital, got paramedics out, got an ECG, got this, that, the other. How bloody dare you? And I'm going to punish you for doing that. That's how it felt. And I'm going to tell you the rest of that. In a moment or two, because once again, sadly, we're running out of time for this part three. So, after the break, we'll catch up with you once again. In the meantime, thanks a million for listening. Take good care of yourselves, look after yourself, and all those bits. And I will see you very shortly indeed after the break in part four of Chest Pains. In the meantime, so take care of yourselves, look after yourselves, especially if you've got chest pains, and I'll talk to you very soon indeed. But in the meantime, thanks a million for listening. God bless, and goodbye.